From Las Vegas, Cindy Perlman for Dean Richards with entertainment news this morning. And they're dishing on Brad Pitt, aren't they, Cindy?
You know what, Bob? It's every guy's worst nightmare. That guy would be Brad Pitt, whose two major public exes, Jennifer Aniston and Gwyneth Paltrow, they're friends. What could be worse for a guy? And on top of that, Jen is on the cover of Vanity Fair for September, and she opened up and confessed that, do they talk about Brad? And here's her quote. Oh, of course. How could we not? We're girls. So she's put it out there. Poor Brad. I think I can hear him wincing somewhere.
It's the Vanity Fair cover story, isn't it?
It's the Vanity Fair cover story because Jen, of course, stars in season 4 of The Morning Show, which is out September 17th. They gave the press the first 4 episodes. I got to say, it's amazing. Like, I'm sorry that it's almost over. I've been screening them like crazy. And this season, John Hamm's back as super billionaire Paul Marks. And it's Alex Levy, who's Aniston's character, and Bradley Jackson, that's the Reese Witherspoon character. They're dealing with that UBA network. There's been a cover-up. They're trying to get to the truth about something. And the kind of cool thing is it jumps 2 years later than when we last saw them. And also joining the cast, Jeremy Irons as Martin Levy. So really great cast. Even Aniston says it's layered and it's complicated and emotional. And episodes will start airing on Wednesdays in September.
Yeah, Marianne and I like The Morning Show, even though we feel like we lived that story.
Right, right.
September 17th is coming back. And also a big show on Netflix. And this is this the number one show now?
Wednesday? This is the number one show, Wednesday, of course, directed by Tim Burton. It's a great cast, and it's the Addams Family show. People have been dying to see this next season, which just dropped last week, and it's getting great reviews. And I caught up with Catherine Zeta-Jones, who plays Morticia Addams, the mom. And in real life, she's married to Michael Douglas. They have 2 young adult kids. Their daughter, Karis, is 22. And Catherine said she's never had problems with Karis. They have a great relationship. But she's a mom. She gave her side eye the other day for something. And she said her 22-year-old daughter said back to her, "Don't Morticia me, Mom." Hmm. So that's, I guess, a new thing. And Catherine said it's a wonderful new line kids can say to their mothers, don't Morticia me, baby. So thank you, Catherine, for that.
Any new cast members this time?
Yeah, I always love Steve Buscemi's joining. As can you imagine, Steve Buscemi is the school principal, and you have Joanna Lumley as Grandmama, Christopher Lloyd, who was Uncle Fester in the 1991 Addams Family movie. He's back, and then there's some sort of surprise Lady Gaga, who is on board as a character named Rosalind Rotwood, a teacher at Nevermore Academy. So she hasn't come up yet, but she's coming.
And now we have good news for fans of Downton Abbey, don't we?
Even though it's almost over, they're saying, but NBC is really pushing the last Downton Abbey movie, and they want you to get your tea and crumpets out because not only will there be a movie, there's going to be a TV special called Downton Abbey Celebrates the Grand Finale. 1-hour special on NBC, the whole cast in London talking about all their memories. The show's been on for 15 years. And they'll also have a special sneak preview, one whole scene of the new movie, which is called Downton Abbey, the Grand Finale. That comes out mid-September, and the special right before that.
So did NBC make a deal? Do they now own all these shows? Because they're running them on Peacock, too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're running them on Peacock. It's been hard to find some of them, but beginning September 1st, you can watch all 6 seasons of Downton and the first 2 films on Peacock. So if you're really, really into it, you can just have a whole Downton September if you choose.
And it seems like every week we're talking about a reboot, and this week it's all about Rambo, isn't it?
All about Rambo, but a very young Rambo. A young actor named Noah Centurino. He's on the show To All the Boys I've Loved Before, a little teen heartthrob. He is going to play the young John Rambo in a movie called John Rambo. And it's going to be Rambo's origin story. And we're going to catch up with him when he's actually fighting in Vietnam and the fallout afterwards. No word if Sylvester Stallone's involved, but I don't think so because he's not writing it. But you never know with Stallone.
And this is going to be on the big screen, isn't it?
This is going to be on the big screen. It's based still on that book, First Blood, by David Morrell. That was the basis of the original movie that came out in 1982 with Stallone as the veteran Green Beret, and who, you know, just can kill anybody, anywhere, anything. But huge franchise. It's already grossed $800 million worldwide from the old movies, and they're hoping to revamp it with this new young actor.
And finally, Cindy is going to tell you how you can make your dog a star, if it's the right breed, I guess.
You know, Air Bud is coming back, and they're doing a nationwide search to find the new Air Bud. But there's a lot of rules. First of all, it has to be a golden retriever. So no dressing up your German Shepherd. This is not going to work. You have to make a 30-second to 90-second video with your golden. They have to be able to sit, stay, and come back, which would be a big feat in this house with two doodles. They don't always all do with that even. And then if they have special pet tricks like running or jumping or playing basketball, they want you to include that. So your dog has a shot. You know, Air Bud's had like about 50,000 movies, in real life 14, and two Christmas specials. And Bob, I do have some bad memories, though, of covering an Air Bud press junket years ago.
What happened?
Totally not my fault that I was feeding the dog Air Bud under the table. I was giving him pretzels, and the trainer back in the day looked at me and she goes, "Are you feeding that dog pretzels?" And I, of course, lied and said no. And she's like, "I'm watching you do it, and he's going to go into a coma and he won't be able to do his press. Thanks a lot." And I said, if I was feeding him pretzels, this would be a big problem, but I really wasn't. But, you know, only Air Bud and I really know the truth.
Don't mess with the stars. By the way, you can send that video of your golden to returns.airbud.com. And a lot of people are going to do it, I'm sure. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you again
soon. Thanks, Bob.